Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly get-together here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is the morning host on KRLA here in Los Angeles. Jay is everywhere with me on the Good Day program. We are here to go through the charts for this past week of February the 20th to 24th, in our own unique way. With a look at some of the stories, I'll go through all the stories and the people. This is the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list, some of whom you may not recognize, but we'll do our best to explain who some of them are, because that's our job here. We're trying in this ancillary way to accompany the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's a two-hour program every weekend, starts on Friday, runs through the weekend, and you can even hear it on Monday morning if you're up very early. And just so you know, if you're a fan of News Talk Radio, and that's what I'm guessing most of you are, although there are different fans, I've been getting a lot of mail this week as we have really sort of underscored our connections on social media. More people are following us at Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter at Good Day On Air. And the phone line which you can use to connect to us is 855-999-DOUG. That sounds very self-serving. How about we do 855-999-3684, which happens to be the same number. So help yourself to that. Share your thoughts about some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, the way we're talking about it, what we're talking about. And we'll share some of that when we get to next segment of the program, which is all about social media and some of the things that you are saying today and through this past week. Jennifer and I were just talking, well, there are a couple of things, because I wanted to, she wanted to know what time I got in, and I didn't, I got in a couple of hours ago, because the weather is so bad.
Los Angeles, you can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when I come here is because I'm escaping the weather. I plan it so that I'm going to escape the lousy weather in New England.
Not this time.
So get on the plane. It is pretty much the same. Wind, rain, and snow. And you say, wait a minute, did you say you were in Los Angeles and there's snow? There is snow. The famous Route 5 connection that goes over the hill to Las Vegas. What do they call it? The Wine Sidewinder
Cajon,
or something?
It's the Cajon Pass.
Good. All right. So anyway, that's been shut.
Your duck.
So this has been shut down because of the snow, and it's only
this
like 25.
This is the first time since 1989 that Los Angeles County has been under a blizzard warning.
Yeah.
And
Los Angeles.
It's kind of funny because my friends in Washington, D.C. and the Virginia area have been writing back and forth with me saying, oh, it's 80 degrees. Oh, I can see
outside. Yeah, yesterday it was 70-something. Yeah, right.
And here it's been very, very cold and wet. And there's I think snow level's down to 1,000 feet, which means the area that I live in is subject to get snow. This has only happened maybe two or three times in my whole lifetime, which is 25 years. So, you know, that's a long time. But it's actually kind of fun to have some weather. It's not fun if you have to be out in it. And the flooding we're just, as we do this show, the flooding really is just beginning, or at least the warnings of flooding. They're saying that you could get up to 5 inches of rain in L.A. County, which is damaging. And on my local show, because I get very excited about snow, I was having people call in a snow patrol and report any flakes that they see. And it seems like the area of Yucaipa had tons of snow, which is kind of on the way to Palm Springs from L.A. County. So many
of the people who listen to your program are flakes in a different sense.
How dare you?
Okay. Right. All right. So anyway, flakes listen to this program. There are lots of flaky people around maybe ought to be reported in one way or another. So that's the weather. As I look at the television stations, this is extraordinarily politically incorrect, but I think I said it when I was here. Maybe it's just that I notice it when I'm here and I don't pay attention to it. I flipped through the five news channels this morning already. There is not one person on the air at the moment on any of these news channels that is not Hispanic. What does that sound like? Sounds like I'm a jerk? Sounds like I'm observational?
Well, it reflects the community. Like, you know, that's
no, it doesn't.
The
what? There's no. What do you mean? How many? The Hispanic
Los
population
Angeles
is about
a Hispanic
40%.
No, it's a minority-majority city now.
Okay, so does that mean everybody, white people, black people don't have any value? It's just all Hispanics?
No, it absolutely means that white people and black people have value. I think it's ridiculous to hire people for what they look like and for their skin color and
their
to look
name.
At people instead of who's best for the job. I'm not saying that these people aren't, but I'm saying many of these news stations try to reflect the community. And right now, I think Hispanics make up over 60, maybe closer to 65% of Los Angeles. It's huge.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Well, I'll let you figure it out for yourself.
No, thank you. Not that, you know, in a manner of speaking, there's a legitimate end to the story in the fact that these were, before we became part of America, certainly Southern California and Arizona and New Mexico are all part of the old Mexico. And so the same struggles that went on with the American Indians, the American Natives, went on here to kick the Hispanics out. So that the people that were in charge as we became a country were white, and so this is a way of coming back. I'm just wondering whether there'll be a move, because in California there is this move to pay reparations to everybody who's black to the tune of about $385,000. And if you live in San Francisco, you might be lucky enough to get $5 million if you can prove that your ancestry is San Franciscan. And so that,
but Philly,
you know,
the only group
that
of people who have actually been sort of put into a slave environment are Asian Americans now in the state
here.
Of California.
Are they getting any money?
No, I don't believe that there are any programs for them.
No. Okay. All right, let's get to the story list, shall we? We've done number 10, a discussion of the severe weather. Did I say, Jay, on the air or off the air, the story about I think I just said to you, Jennifer, when we were getting started before we went on the air, when I flew out here last night, the pilot said it was going to take us an extra hour and 17 minutes because we had to go to Canada to get around the storms that were coming through the central part of the country. And so we did that, and when we were landing at LAX, the pilot comes on and said, well, this was good. I measured very accurately how to use our fuel, but we are landing at LAX on fumes.
So scary. Did you have a lot of turbulence?
No turbulence. I slept for 3.5 hours on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was gonzo. Yeah. Right. So anyway, it just...
Maybe he helped you out. Since you can sleep on planes, he actually just helped with your sleep totals.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I feel fine and dandy. Here we go. Number 9, all of these shootings that have taken place. I saw something, 116, yeah, here it is. The stat is 116 people died from gun violence a day since the beginning of the year in our country.
How many?
116 a day.
130 people are dying from fentanyl every single day.
That's another outrage. Mm-hmm. All of these things are outrageous. This is outrageous.
It's funny how one is a problem to some group of people and one isn't. I don't know.
It isn't. I don't know. Do we consider ourselves? We look at this, and I consider them both to be this is outrageous. This is America.
Well, but also,
for God's sakes.
Well, and also when the gun situation, how many people are dying from gun violence every day? It kind of paints a picture of it's all these mass shootings and they're not. It's a lot of times individuals or self-inflicted, and and then with the fentanyl crisis,
suicide.
Oh my goodness, that is just
it's heartbreaking.
Six,
it's all heartbreaking.
Running rampant. It's an epidemic.
6,278 people have died from gun violence this year. That's the headline, but the story is focused in part on the suicides and the number that as that becomes a part of the whole. And then there are the number of teenagers who were killed and the number of children who were killed. And I think that comes to the surface because of the killing of that youngster by the guy who had, after he shot.
The return to an earlier murder scene and shot
in
Florida.
In Orlando,
journalist
in
the car and the one into the house. And then you have children who are getting access to guns because they're not properly stored away.
Mm-hmm. So
and
the majority
a lot of the stuff that people don't want to talk about too is the stuff that happens in places like Chicago and in the big cities where you've got all of this gang violence that's happening weekend after weekend. I mean, it's not uncommon to have 40 people dead in Chicago just on a regular weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We got to figure out what's going on, and a lot of it is that we don't have law and order, we don't have structure, we're throwing out people's ability to actually enforce the law, and families are on the decline. It's just, it's such a multi-pronged. I think
so
there's
so
many
do
people
do,
that
we
want
talk
to
about
assess
it.
Blame in one avenue, yeah. And it's just it's such a multifaceted problem.
Well, but so what do we do, though? Because you and I both know whether you like it or you don't like it. The gun people will, they make so much noise. Politicians are afraid of them. I wish somebody would come up, would stand up and create some solution that focuses on all of the problems. The fact that there isn't a need, yeah, there's a desire, but do we get to the point of when you look at all the other incursions on us as Americans, the restrictions that we have on our lives, some of them serious, some of them not, but there certainly are way more restrictions on my life as I look back over the years that I've been on the planet Earth, the kinds of restrictions in everyday life. We were trying to get a license to do some things on the farm this week. And so we applied as this is our first summer really going to be active since the pandemic. So we went back to the old rules and filled out all the forms. Oh, no, you can't do that because we need to know stuff that they don't need to know. But they'll tell you they need to know because it's just more government on top of more government on top of more government. And that doesn't, there's nothing, they just throw more money at stuff. They don't fix anything. They just throw more money at it. And that doesn't, you know, you look at all of this stuff, and there just has to be
some. When it comes to guns also, we tend to penalize the good guys rather than penalize the bad guys. And so we need to figure out how we do a better job at that, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's number nine on the list. Number eight on the list is Marjorie Taylor Greene and her call for a national divorce. I'm not going to get into that right now because I want to get into it in more detail. I'm going to give you the whole story list. So from 8 to 7, what's the Supreme Court doing this week? The investigations can do. This is so pathetic that this is still number 6, that people are talking about the investigations into Trump as much as they were. It's pathetic. Number
six. Well, I think they're talking about because of that ding-dong jury forewoman. Did you see her come out?
Yeah, yeah.
She's the one,
yeah.
She's like 30 years old, and she's like, I just wanted to subpoena him so I could give him, so I could swear him in because I'm the foreperson. I mean, that does not look exactly serious.
No, there's trouble in America for that sort of thing. All right, so we'll cook up some more stories around the list as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. No side effects from this.
That's right. There's nothing in Calitrin that would cause you to have any sort of negative side effects. We always boast that we have side benefits, actually, because the ingredients that are in Calitrin are good for you. It's all just natural, the way that your body wants to lose weight. Your metabolism is being boosted. You're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue. And so you just all around feel better. Now, our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the inches and the pounds come off.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review time. Jake Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen to review what you are saying and feeling and thinking about some of the issues, the comment line, which is easily accessible. All you got to do is go to gooddayshow.com. If you are following us on Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, actually, and Twitter is at Good Day On Air. So the first question, Jay, is who do you feel would be a solid candidate at this point? When I was going through this, Jennifer, I went through the stats that I saw one of the days this week where Trump was one and DeSantis was two and, you know, all the other.
It seems depending really on what no news you look at. It's
exactly.
Wild.
Who's paying
there
for
are
it?
Wild swings on yeah. not only the Republican side, which who people favor there, but also whether or not people would support Joe Biden or someone else on the Democrat yeah. side. So it's
someone
kind of
else wins on that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got a someone else now. His very first challenger's in the ring. Did you hear?
No.
Marianne Williamson is back to challenge Joe Biden.
Oh, is she good? Okay, she's an interesting character.
I knew you'd
I know
be excited.
You think she's a fruitcake, but she's all right. She can't be. I mean, you look at some of these other names here. Vivek Ramaswamy?
No, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Him, too.
Keep an eye
all
on
right.
him. He's really? Really smart. Yes.
Where is he from? I never heard of him before this week.
He's a venture capitalist. He's created a ton of businesses in biotech and in the medical industry.
Really?
He's written books called Woke Inc., a couple of other titles that were bestsellers. And he has
he
been
a Republican or a Democrat?
He's
or
a
Republican.
Yeah. And yeah. he's 37 years old. And really? He talks about something pretty fantastic. He talks about the return of meritocracy, which I think for many people, we think that that's what's killing us. It's snuffing yeah. out everything. This quest mm-hmm. for equity. We're not talking about equality, but equity, where pretty much everybody is the same, right?
Yeah.
Instead of celebrating
wrong.
People's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
And he's,
right.
I think he'll be interesting. We'll see how he does.
All right. So what comments do we have from our listeners here? Is there anything in here? Oh, I'm looking at the same
yeah.
names.
Yeah,
right, so
it seems
have?
Like it's the same names over and over. Steve Lovely says DeSantis likes Trump, but feel he's burned too many bridges. David Hamm says Donald Trump. He would stop the madness down at our southern border.
That's
Dan
all he'd do.
Yeah, Dan Moeller says Tulsi Gabbard. However, you have yeah. Lynn Charlene, who is like Doug Steffen for president, or Jay as a VP, and even Kick Doug out
right.
for Jen as president.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, Jen would be a good president. Yeah, Jen and Jay for president.
Yeah, I like it. We'll just have the Jays. Vote Jay.
All right, vote for Jays.
right, what else
really
have we got?
Often.
Metal sphere on the beach in Japan. What is it?
And yeah, we had to break some of the tension of the week, so we had some fun with this one. Wrong answers only. What is that metal sphere? Greg Donahoe says it's a shot put. A really strong guy was practicing in Guam, and it went really, really
from
hard.
From Zeus.
Right, Thor.
Tim Lowe says it's remains of the Death Star.
Oh, that's right. A good one.
Yeah, yep. Stephen Jay said it's a prehistoric hamster exercise ball.
That's pretty
kind
good.
Of.
Yeah. Our good old Maria. Friend Maria Francesca Trilogy said aliens came to test the waters and forgot some of the gear.
Mm-hmm.
Tisha McCoy called it a giant robotic rabbit feces. Can I say the word that she said?
Rabbit turd? Sure,
yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
You don't
know.
That was very explicit on her part. I mean, you know.
Good for you, Miss.
Well, I don't want to live in that brain.
I don't know. I think that's the winner. Or maybe this one. Chris Biolacino said it's Pokemon. Come on, guys,
Pokemon.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of people that... See, that sort of thing I find much more interesting to talk about than any of this other stuff. Even though I'm not doing... the Good Day Show is not a typical... when it comes, we have issues, but we don't have the same old issue. Once in a while, I'll talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but only from the point of view of, you know, just what a character, or who is she a caricature of, in a manner of speaking. I don't take her seriously, but there are a lot of other things going on.
You've been in love with her. Give it up.
No. I think she's just, she's interesting.
Fine line between love and hate.
All right.
Love and loathing.
28 after here.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. has information that China is considering giving Russia drones and ammunition to use in the war in Ukraine. Here's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Over 9,000 Russian tanks have been destroyed over the last year, and the biggest tank factories are shut down because they're unable to gain access to the inputs that they need to repair or rebuild tanks.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Zelensky said he would not negotiate with Putin, even though he was ready to talk to him before the war started. More refugees from Ukraine coming to the U.S. to get away from the war. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter's children and grandchildren are by his side right now as he receives hospice care at his home in Georgia. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories and the people on the people list. So we've gone bouncing around here. We were at the national divorce at number 8 this week. Marjorie Taylor Greene is number 8 on the people list as well. So not once, but once again, the second time for a national divorce. Why people pay attention to her, the only reason they do is because she's a fruitcake.
You know, it's funny because she's not the fruitcake that she used to be, in your words. actually kind of moderated a bit with Kevin McCarthy. And in fact, a lot of people on the far left with the Matt Gaetz and the Lauren Boebert factions, they were disappointed in her because because she worked with Kevin McCarthy when they were trying to name the speaker.
Right. Well, that was because she got onto some plum committee assignments. That was what she got out of it.
Absolutely. That was part of the deal.
But embarrassing watching some of those people like Boebert and her and Gates and these others.
See, I think you listen too much to the media. I don't think it's embarrassing at all. I think the 4 days of having that standoff in Congress resulted in some of the best stuff that we have going on right now.
Oh, there's been stuff accomplished. Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the disrespect.
The media said it was a clown show and all this. You know what? She may have booed during the State of the Union, but Nancy Pelosi ripped the speech up behind Donald Trump.
We all know that.
That
doesn't make it right.
Of course, but decorum is gone. Unfortunately, that's just what's happening today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like it's more of a reality show than actually running the government.
Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, I don't even want to talk about Trump and the investigations because it's just a bunch of...
Who's just the fun girl who came to know me this week?
What was her name?
Jay, you just put it out there. What was her name?
Emily Kors.
Emily Kors.
That's who that is. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. She's number 7 on the list.
You could have heard Anderson Cooper talk about this girl, and if you didn't see it, Emily Kors is the jury foreperson on the grand jury gathered to look into whether or not Trump should be indicted.
She's doing a media tour.
She went to AP, and AP's like, all right. And they talked to her, and she's got the wild eyes, and she's like, I just wanted to subpoena Trump so that I could swear him in because I'm responsible for swearing people in. And I thought it would be cool to look at him for like 60 seconds.
You sound like Trump.
Make him swear to tell the truth. No, that's what she sounded like. She was like this dingy ding. It was hysterical. And so Anderson Cooper, which is funny, responds by, I don't think she should be doing that.
Good to hear. Because, get right on it, Anderson.
Yeah, you're not supposed to necessarily talk about the cases. Now, in Georgia, what she did didn't break any laws, but of course it's like a gift. So if Trump does get indicted, his legal team's going to be like, well, this is who gave the indictment and was giving interviews, and this doesn't look great for your case. So what a mess.
All right, speaking of somebody who doesn't look great, Pete Buttigieg's...
Buttigieg.
Yeah, but I have a thing about it. And at this point, I almost purposely mispronounce his name because I don't know what my respect quotient is for him. When he was running for president, he seemed like he could hold his own and do actually pretty well. As just the mayor of South Bend, he really has made a name for himself to the point of becoming the transportation secretary. But since this toxic train wreck, which is number 5 this week on the story list, has been all over the place in the news media and on people's minds, he went to the derailment site this week and said he, quote, could have spoken sooner.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous response.
3 weeks later, he comes.
He said he was more about doing the work than playing part in the politics. But, okay, so what was the work?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. This
but where's the answer
so
to the question? What caused, I have my own theory, after seeing some of the video footage of the train, the brakes and the wheels on the train frozen up, one of the cars had that...
came out with it, basically.
Yeah, the preliminary report. They got an alert that it was an axis was overheating, and when they were trying to slow it down, that's when it derailed.
No.
And the other piece of this is that, and they've told us now, but everybody seems to kind of like, you know, sweep it under the rug. So the first explosion happens. Then whoever makes the decision with the government, and this is why I believe you haven't seen old Pothole Pete show up there, is that some dummy within the government said, you know what we should do is dig a big hole, let all the chemicals go into that hole, and then we'll set that on fire to burn it off. And they're the ones who shot off a mushroom cloud over East Palestine. It was the government burning off the chemicals that caused the mushroom cloud. So, of course, they want to stay away
there.
From it.
And how many suits are going to be people getting sick? How many people are going to sue the government, so
I
have to pay for them.
Yeah.
And the fact that it takes, and I know you don't like to hear the T word, but it took Trump coming before FEMA and the EPA would actually even go in there. FEMA wasn't going to give him emergency money. The EPA was like, oh, it's just the railroad's responsibility. So at least he drove those groups to go in and help the people. But this Mayor Pete, has there been a worse transportation secretary? The first grounding of flight since 9/11. All of the money for infrastructure going to green projects and all the problems. I mean, he's a disaster.
He's an inexperienced person. His life has been pretty much very sheltered. What he did in South Bend was good for South Bend. But on the national stage, he doesn't have what it takes. And that's the problem, unfortunately, with a lot of these people who have been put... look at the people, for the most part, who have been put into these jobs. They don't know what they're doing. The only guy who was in the cabinet that really knew what he was doing was the Labor Secretary, Marty Walsh, and he just took a job running the NHL Players Union for twice as much as he was making there.
And I was with you. I thought Pete was like the rising star of that party. But the more you see him work, and then the more you hear about how the people in South Bend really didn't love him as much as people like to say he did. And the poor guy.
So who is the rising star then?
A member of the Village People.
As we look at number 4 on the story list, 24 presidential race, we have a lot of people that are being discussed in the Republican Party. But who's being discussed?
Gavin Newsom. Kamala Harris.
Yeah, he's a waste of time.
Those are the three. I mean, you hear for this time around, Biden, Kamala Harris, or Gavin Newsom are really the only three names. Now, there could be some other people, Sherrod Brown. I just don't think he's going to jump in this time. I think maybe if you have an open primary field.
Ohio Senator from Ohio? Yeah. Those people are not. What a horrible bunch of choices. You mean to tell me, when you look at the list of Republican choices that seem to be flying around at the moment, or Democrats, this is the best America has to offer?
Republicans
and maybe that's
where
this guy, Vivek Rams.
I said the Republicans have a pretty deep bench. Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy as a young guy, Ron DeSantis. Those are all names of people who can be up and coming. And I don't know. I think it's a pretty good-looking bench, actually. Not physically, but...
Same old, it's the same old, same old, same old, just...
Who do you like?
Same old words, and who do I like? I like Mitt Romney, frankly. Oh, yeah. I think he would be a good president. I know he'd make you throw up, but I...
Did you even vote for him when he actually ran?
Yes, I did vote for him when he was mayor. When he was governor of Massachusetts. I voted for him twice. I voted proudly for all the Republicans. Mitt Romney? Yeah, I did vote for him in the primary. Yeah, yeah, I did. But he was the three Republicans in recent memory in Massachusetts have all been fabulous governors. They were the Charlie Baker governorship, which is over now, and Maura Healey, who is already absurd in liberalism. And I probably shouldn't use that term because it isn't really the right term to use. Progressivism. I had this whole thing. Jay and I, Jennifer, had this whole conversation a couple of weeks ago as to how to properly apply a term that is adequate and accurate when it comes to how to label these people. There's nothing about the fact that liberal comes from liber, which means free. Most of all of the liberal thinking that I come across, whether it's in politics or on a college campus or just in life in general, is very restrictive. There's nothing free about the liberal thinking that goes on in our country. And then, you know, you look around at conservative, that's not the right word. I don't have a better word other than right-winger, but that conservative is not the appropriate term either for what people think. You know,
but it seems like that also goes to put people in boxes, too, because you can be liberal without being a liberal. You can be conservative without being a conservative. But people hear those words, and all of a sudden you go into the specific box.
And they'll vilify the heck out of you when they hear those words.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, on either side. I think we ought to spend...
For sure.
The other things that are here, I'm surprised that Michael Harrison didn't have Jimmy Carter on the people list. As he wanes toward the end of the line, the end of the road, the things that are focused on. Maybe it's because he wasn't a great president, but he was a great human being.
He's a good human, though.
Very good human being. And so, and I look at all the things that are being said about him now, and this always happens. I mean, look at all the... After George Bush got out of office and the next horror show presented itself, people were starting to think, oh, George Bush wasn't so bad after all. Maybe it's the reflection on some of these people, because George Bush was that bad after all. But when you compare him to some of these other people, they just keep getting worse and worse and worse. And that goes back to what I was just saying about who the choices are and how it is part of the culprit here. You keep referring to it, and you know, I don't know, it's like a fingernail on a blackboard when you refer to the media. The media is an all-encompassing word that refers to movies and radio and all sorts of things. So when
we shorten the mainstream media.
News media.
Yeah,
news media.
We shorten mainstream news media to media.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, that's not fair to the other people who are in the other media that don't want to have anything to do with how the news media is functioning or isn't functioning. See, I think that's a part of the public, that's a part of the national discussion that should be much more of a focus than it is. How much we don't know. And maybe the best example of that is the situation with the train wreck. The news media, what they do to investigate and dig around. No, they're waiting for the government to tell them what happened. Well, if you're a good journalist, if you're a good reporter, if you're investigating stuff, that's what you're supposed to do. Some guy interviewed the president of Norfolk Southern on PBS this week, and it was the questions were skewed from the left, because that's what you get when you're watching PBS or when you're listening to NPR. You're going to get that. The same as if Jennifer interviews you on her program, it's going to be skewed to the right to a point. And so there it is. That's the biggest problem that we face, the things that we can't seem to get a Walter Cronkite or Huntley Brinkley. Maybe I'm just dating myself. Even Tom Brokaw. I mean, nobody knew what those people's politics were, right? They weren't doing the news. Everybody knows what the politics are, the people on CNN or Fox or MSNBC, because they've cut out of the landscape a position that, you know, we compare, those of us who are in the general media, the audio media, compare it to what you like for music, right? I want conservative politics, so I like AC music, or I like oldies music. Or, you know, that's what it's boiling down to. And it doesn't have staying power now, at least not on news talk radio, because people are just getting tired of it. You can see that in the ratings, just tired of the same old stuff. So anyway, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn is here, and we continue with Jay Kirshner and Doug on the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top stories this week, according to the charts that have been released, published, if you will, on Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com for News Talk Radio. So, this last full week of February, number 10, a discussion of the weather all across the country, and that certainly is something that occupies a lot of people's. I mean, what's more important to your daily routine than the weather that you will experience? So that's 10. Number 9, a focus on the number of people who have been killed in our country since the beginning of the year. The number of shootings every single day in our country, crazy. And number 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene focus on a national divorce. Number 7, the Supreme Court and various arguments before them this week. The Trump investigations, can you believe that still is in the top 10? Number 6, the train wreck is 5, the presidential race is 4, relations with China 3, relations with Russia 2, and Biden going to Europe, number 1.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top stories this week, according to the charts that have been released, published, if you will, on Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com for News Talk Radio. So, this last full week of February, number 10, a discussion of the weather all across the country, and that certainly is something that occupies a lot of people's. I mean, what's more important to your daily routine than the weather that you will experience? So that's 10. Number 9, a focus on the number of people who have been killed in our country since the beginning of the year. The number of shootings every single day in our country, crazy. And number 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene focus on a national divorce. Number 7, the Supreme Court and various arguments before them this week. The Trump investigations, can you believe that still is in the top 10? Number 6, the train wreck is 5, the presidential race is 4, relations with China 3, relations with Russia 2, and Biden going to Europe, number 1.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now, 53 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So the number, close to the number one, number two, number one, depending on how you shake it out, because Biden's trip to Europe started in Ukraine. So the number one and number two stories are a reflection on the fact that the war started a year ago. So 1 year later, Vladimir Putin is still saying he's going to win, even though the weather over there is pretty much the same as it is here. The winter is horrible over there, cold, the snow and all of the things that I guess the Ukrainians are using to their favor. The fact that Putin, though, it has cost us what he has cost us, because America has kicked in more than any of the other countries combined. And so our taxpayer has been victimized by the Russian war in Ukraine. One wonders if this is not a pathetic, not a joke, but I don't know what the right way is to look
upon
it.
Well, this is exactly what my co-host says every day. So you found some agreement with my co-host.
That'd be the only thing I'd agree with him on.
Who says that the air raid sirens going off when Joe Biden arrived, that was fake and you know, used to bring drama to try to bring the appetite to people to start funding this war? And is there really a war, basically, or is this a way to bankrupt other countries and to enrich places like Ukraine, right? It's good for Russia because they bankrupt us. It's good for China because they bankrupt us. And it's good for Ukraine because they take all of our money. But I don't know if that's necessarily true. I hate to be that cynical. But I do think there are a lot of questions to be asked about where our money is going. Because while I want Ukraine to win, and I think Vladimir Putin wants to reunite the USSR, I think the blank check approach is not okay for the American taxpayer. Mm-hmm. What I wish we would have had the opportunity to see this week is not Joe Biden saying we're giving you unending everything that you want, including paying the pensions of your people, which is not our job to do. It's not our job to take on, to pay the pensions of the Ukrainian people when we can't even do that for our people here at home.
Yeah, what about our veterans here? Hello?
Exactly. But what he comes out and says that, but what he didn't say is he didn't put any pressure on the European Union countries. Do you know that the next highest country, so we've put in you know, tens of billions of dollars into this
trillions.
War, getting close to over $100 billion now.
The next highest country
is the UK, who has given $4 billion to Ukraine. They are also involved in the treaty to protect them. It was the UK, the US, and Russia that were supposed to protect them. So they're on the line for a couple of things, and wouldn't it have been nice to see Biden actually show some backbone and say, we put in another dollar when the European Union puts in another euro. It should not be just the United States all the time.
But you
and
know,
I know
that's
you hate
not
Trump,
happen.
But Trump would have said that, and Trump would have pushed NATO, just like he did the last time he was around, to do
here
more.
We are making it about Trump and
it's
Biden.
It's about
again,
Trump. It's about
Rich.
Where the failure is right here. And
yeah, the failure is with this administration and also with people understanding what really is going on there. It's not being taught, not being discussed. The news media is covering up a lot of stuff that's going on over there that ought to be covered, frankly. And you make reference to the Western Alliance. Putin misjudged it, though that's one thing. I mean, the fact that they've refused Russian oil and gas, how much does that cost the Europeans? So maybe it isn't just how much money they've given to the war effort. How much has it cost them, Germany, France, England, Spain, to not have Russian oil and gas? So that's
and
something
we would have never
is.
Been in this predicament if Biden hadn't said he wasn't going to do any more drilling here, and the cost of oil shot straight up. That gave Russia the ability to invade in the first place.
Yeah, see, there are a couple of reasons why you're still paying $3 or more, depending on where you are. I saw for the first time this week gas for $2.99 at a couple of the cheapy stations. But that still is, based on the cost of a barrel of oil, about 40 to 50 cents more. The price of gasoline right now, based on the cost of a barrel of oil, ought to be around $2.40, someplace in there. And so that's all part of this war and what's going on. But as you look at this stuff, what's newsworthy is that the Ukrainians have stuck together and they've made the Russians look bad, because the Russians do look bad. And so the only way people say, well, why are we afraid of the Russians? Well, the only reason we're afraid of the Russians, if we are afraid of them, is because that idiot Putin's got his fingers on the button. That's the only reason to be.
And he's
other
working
than that,
now with China.
Yeah, that's the only reason to be focused on that at all. But here we are, a year into it, this weekend marking the year. And what do we have to... There certainly is an uncertain future in Ukraine at the moment and through all that part of Europe. Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour with Jennifer J. and Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.